Canada, land of the silver birch, home of the beaver. But behind this peaceful Arcadian facade is another Canada, a nation trying to shed the savage passions of youth. On the banks of the Rideau River, in the village of Outewa, Prime Minister Laurier and the provincial premiers engage in a political ritual known as potlatch. The premiers present offerings of natural resources. The leader of the Saskatchewans brings a gift of wheat. The chief of the Payeeis, a spud. The Prime Minister invites them into the parliamentary longhouse to sign treaties of friendship and cooperation. But wait! There is one empty seat at the table. Downriver, Premier Maurice Boom Boom Duplessis meets separately with spiritual advisors from the papacy to plan the expansion of the French Roman Catholic province of Quebec. A brawny, fertile Roman Catholic people, with families of 15 and 20, not uncommon, this Roman Catholic race of lusty farmhands is bursting its territorial borders. But the route west is blocked by the Presbyterian fortress of Ontario. And so their eyes turn eastward to the untapped bounty of Newfoundland and its northern money pouch, Labrador. Here, under the direction of the Vatican, the French Catholic race can breed freely, expanding their gene pool beyond...
That's not quite how I remembered it.
Well, a bit slanted, maybe-ish, but it does show that even back then, Canada was divided between the two platitudes.